Tulsi Gabbard confirmed to speak at CPAC. By Hannah Blow on February 21, 2022. Democrat Tulsi Gabbard, former representative from Hawaii, will speak at the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, this week, American Conservative Union Chair Matt Schlapp announced on Monday. The annual conference, taking place February 24 to 27 in Orlando, Florida, will have the former Democrat presidential candidate as one of its featured speakers this year. Gabbard, an outspoken critic of her own party, made waves last month after blasting President Joe Biden, whom she ultimately endorsed after dropping out of the presidential race. "I supported Joe Biden, and millions of other Americans voted for Joe Biden because he promised to unite us," she said in the January video, highlighting Biden's pledge to bring us together and to end the divisiveness in the country. "Sadly, not only has he failed to do this, he has betrayed us all by pouring fuel on the fires of divisiveness that are tearing our country apart," Gabbard said, blasting Biden for comparing dissenters to racist traitors, to enemies of bygone eras. "And Biden now has his attorney general targeting millions of Americans as domestic terrorists," she continued as her video cut to a clip of Matthew Olson, assistant attorney for the General National Security Division, discussing the U.S. facing an elevated threat from domestic violent extremists. That is, individuals in the United States who seek to commit violent criminal acts in furtherance of domestic, social or political goals. Gabbard warned against Americans allowing this sort of behavior under Biden to continue. "If we allow this to continue, our country, the country that we love, the land of the free, the home of the brave, it will be unrecognizable, and it will be lost forever," she said. That was not the last time she forcefully criticized aspects of her own party, either. More recently, she weighed in on the left's efforts to silence famed podcaster Joe Rogan, concluding that zealots of wokeism try to censor voices who don't agree with theirs, because they fear the absurdity and weakness of their positions will be exposed. On Monday, Gabbard weighed in on the Russia/Ukraine conflict, concluding that Biden can prevent war, but I fear he lacks the courage to do so.